said, Ko gufoy, for we just throw the water over you, not that you go into the bath. You have hot water that was cooked up before Shabbos, now you take the water and throw it on top of you, that will be mutter. Mashmud l'shtatif ko gufoy, I feel like a chila shapadomi. That's also mutter. So Rashi, shayfchin al gufoy, you throw the water on top of your goof. The lab never rechitzi, that's not a der rechitza, sharu l'katchila afilu b'cham. Will be a dig for now Mishnah, that's mutter even metchila. So the Gemara Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rib Shimonhi, the Tanya. La yishtoif odom, a person is not supposed to throw water on top of him. Bang b'chamen, bang b'tzayin, and div remeya. Remeya is even a cold water, you can't throw cold water over you on Shabbos. Rib Shimon Mater. Rib Shimon is Mater both places. Zai hot water, zai cold water, both is mutter. It's only also to take a hot bath to go into the water. But to throw the water on top of you, it's not a derech rechitza, it's mutter. We have Yehuda right now, Becham and Osta, I think we pass on the Yehuda, that Becham is Osta even to throw the hot water on top of you, of a bit signing mutter. Signing is mutter. Mikra Dina Gemara, even allowed to take a cold shower, a cold bath. But we brought down, there's a chumra as a minig, not to take a cold shower either on Shabbos. Right, Mishnah says, in this topic, I feel Yisra Luntis, that a person who did take the bath for the Evin, now when he dries himself, even if he uses 10 towels, still he can't carry it after he gets finished. Because even though there's a little bit of water in each towel, we're afraid he'll come to squeeze it out. So the Gemara Reisha Ravusa Kamashman, the Seifa Ravusa Kamashman, both dinim of the Mishnah as the Chiddush. Reisha Ravusa Kamashman with one person with 10 towels, the Afil of Hani, Tlai Nefisha Bumayi, even though he used 10 different towels, each towel only has a little bit of water in it. Of a Kiva and the Chadu, since there's one person that wiped himself, we make a gzera, he's not allowed to touch it after he got finished wiping himself. Why? Also they chita. Because we're afraid there's only one person who'll forget, and he'll come to squeeze out the towel. The Seifa, the Mishnah is also a chiddush, Revusa Kamashmon. That Afilo Hani Dinafisha Bumaya. The Seifa said if you have 10 people, even if they all wiped themselves with one towel, so the chura that towel is nice and soaking wet, still they're allowed to touch the towel after they got finished. Why? Even though there's a towel that has a lot of water in it, still it's mutter. Kivon the rabbim ninu mitkri adodi. Since there are 10 people together, there's no gzera now that come to squeeze out the towel. Because when you have more than 2 or 3 people together, they'll remind one another. Like if one guy starts to squeeze it out, the other ones will tell him, "Hey, toss the chambas, you can't do it." So that's the chiddush mishnah. Only one person is also, but when you have 10, it's mutter. We'll soon see how we pass them. So the Maratana Rabbon, Mistapik Odom Bialuntis, you're allowed to dry yourself with a towel on Shabbos, or Manicha Bechaloin, and you're allowed to leave it in the Chaloin. That's when he gets finished. Rashi has Smuchel Kaisla Merchitz, right near in the hole of the, in the wall of the Merchitz, that's where you should put it. Of Avaloi, you must renal Liel Ryan, do not give it to the attendees of the bathhouse. Why? Because the attendees there were afraid, Rashi Schita, were afraid since that's their job to clean the towels. So after you finish wiping yourself, you give it to them, we're afraid they'll be overskita, they'll start wringing it out on Shabbos. So you can't give it to the attendant of the bath house. Right. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Mistapik Yaluntas Achas. You're allowed to wipe yourself with one towel. Umeviya Biyodla Tervesi. Hey, see, he holds not like our Mishnah, and that's the hold Alocha. Even after you wipe yourself with the towel, still you're allowed to carry the towel into your house. For Shetzov, there's an error here. We're talking about we didn't know Yisrael saw. Time in your own house or from one house to another house, you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry the towel. Omalei Abayla Rav Yosef. Hilchos Samai, what's the halacha though? Omalei, ho Rav Shimon. We just had a Maisa Rav Shimon, Mashmitz Mutter to touch the towel after you wipe yourself. Ho Rebbe, we'll soon see a Maisa Rebbe also holds the smutter. Ho Shmuel that holds the smutter. Ho Rav Yechanan holds the smutter. So since all these people say it's mutter, Mistoma, that's the halacha. That's where we hold it. Even after you wipe yourself with the towel, you're allowed to touch the towel. Just you can't give it to the attendant, to the bavlin, you can't give it. So the Mar Reb Shimon Hodi Amorim, we just put down the Maisa. Rebbe the Tanya, Omar Rebbe, Kesheyino Lemedim Torah Etzer Rebbe Shimon B'Tkua. When I went to learn Torah by Reb Shimon in the place Tkua, Kesheyino Malin Shemin, we used to carry up oil, the Aluntis, and the towel. So that means after they washed himself. Mechotzer Legag, they carried it from a chotzer to a roof. O Megag Lekarfer, from a roof into an open park. That had mechitzas around it. So we hold like the Shimon Shita that all these are called Rishus Achas. You're allowed to carry from one to another. Sheinu Megiyim Eitzel Mayin. Until we went down to the Mayin. Sheinu Rechtsim Boy. That we used to be Rechitz there. So Mash was mutter to carry the towel. Here's a Drashi. Mechotz legag, Rashi Reb Shimon l'taymei. Do you ever be ervin echad gagos roofs, the echad chaseres backyards, the echad kafifos open parks? Kulan Mishasaka saying, you're allowed to carry from one to another, because they all have four walls around them. It's all like one big Mishasa Yochid. The Talta Mizel is there. The Afilo Shobailam Harbi, even though it belongs to a lot of people, but since the Kalim didn't start off in a house, it only started out in the Chotzer, it's not Miyuchid to a Rishus, you can carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Ashino Megim, so Drashio Mistoma, so the Chur of the Raya is no Raya. Because Mashma, they carry the towel and the shemen to the mikvah, to the mayim. It doesn't say they carry it at home, though. So when you're carrying the towel to the mikvah, that's dichamutta, because it's a dry towel. What's the right to carry it later? So it's Rashi, Mistama, Loihoyu Manichin Oisoy Alamayim, the Mokim Hefkum. It's Mistama, they didn't carry their towels, they didn't leave the towel there. Because some of them carried it home, so that's the right that's mutta. Right? Shmuel, where's the Raya Shmuel? The Yom Rav Yudom HaShmuel. Mistapik Odom Bialuntis. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. Umeviyo Biyod Lotech Beisoy. You're allowed to carry it into your house. Pashetzik, when you have an Erev, you're allowed to carry it. There's no Issa Gzeru, you come to squeeze it out. Rav Yechanan, where's Rav Yechanan's din? The Yom Rav Chieva Rav Om Rav Yechanan. Halocha, what's Halocha? Mistapik Odom Bialuntis. You're allowed to dry yourself with a towel. You're allowed to carry it into your house. For the Gemara, Umiyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yechon and Paskins, you're allowed to carry a towel after you dry yourself with it? I go on to Rabbi Yechonen, Halacha Gestam Mishnah. Usually a klal, Rabbi Yechon always passes like a Stam Mishnah. Now our Stam Mishnah says it's also to touch the towel after you dry yourself. Our Mishnah says only if you have 10 people it's mutam. But a yochid, one person, our Mishnah says there is a gzera, maybe he'll come to wring it out, to make schitam. So what's the steer on the yochid? That's the yochid pass the smuta. I have yochid says he always pass like a stam Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Utanan, it is kash Utanan. Mishnah says, when it's tapik, afilu b'yesra luntis, of a loyevim v'yodoy, you're not allowed to carry it afterwards. And the Gemara, who keben chachinoi mastilo? Yeb Yechanan didn't learn our Mishnah stam Mishnah. Now Mishnah goes according to ben chachinoi mastilo. Rashi divrei ben chachinoi misayim bo v'los toma. He see at the end of our Mishnah that's not a stam Mishnah, but it goes according to Yochim. So man, it's not sure if we don't pass him like our Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Chiyah Baraba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, holerayin, that's the best house attenders. Mevien Valori Noshim, you're allowed to bring the big towels for the women, Levei Bani, to the bathhouse. Well, they're allowed to carry it to the bathhouse. I, the Chur, they have to carry it through the Shusrabim. How could they carry it? Ovavach, Yeschasa Ben Roishon Verubon. The devotee is, they wrap it around themselves like a clothing, like a coat. So if you wrap it around yourself, you can walk out with it on Shabbos. Ovavach, you have to cover your head and rover the goof. Trashim of Mevien Valori Noshim, Sadin and Shanoshim Estafim Vem. Mutlavi and Derech Malbush to Beis HaMerchetz. You're allowed to wear these big towels to the Beis HaMerchetz. Avi Yaakov in Rosh HaBruvay. So the Gemara Sach Nito. What's the loch about a Sach Nito? Rashi learns Soy de Godel. It's a big scarf. Shetol Loi Benk Seifov. You have it hanging around your neck. For Rosh HaOtavoy. And your head is also covered with this big scarf. Are you allowed to walk out with it, wear it on Shabbos or not? Is so the Gemara, Sorech Liksho Beis Rosheo Lamata. You have to tie, make sure it's tied down to you, two ends Lamata. We'll soon see underneath your shoulders. It means Lamata Miksafayim. It means you have to tie it down underneath your shoulders. Omulu Rav Levnei Mechuza, Ki Mariso Mani Levnei Cheli, when you carry out these clothing to the Bnei Cheli, to the army people, Sharvivabu Lamata Miksafayim. You have to make sure you tie it down to you underneath your shoulders. Because the pshat was, this beged was not Rosh HaGrubayt. It didn't cover Rov Yaguf. It only was on your shoulders and on your head. Since it didn't cover Rov Gufay, there's a gzera, maybe you'll fall off you. So it's only mutta to wear it out if you have it tied down. Right? Sochin and Mamashmashin. On Shabbos, you're allowed to rub yourself with oil. Tana Rabbonin. Sochin and Mamashmashin with Nei Mayin, with Shabbos. You're allowed to rub your stomach on Shabbos, so even though you have stomach pains, you're allowed to rub it with oil together. So tomorrow, Bavash, Layasa, Kadero, Shavuos, Tabachol. But you can't rub your stomach the way you do in the middle of the weekday. What does that mean? Hechi Yovit, how do you have to do it on Shabbos? What's called the Shino on Shabbos? That's Mutta. Rab Choma, Rab Chanina, Omar. Sach, first rub it with oil. V'yachakach v'mashmish. That's the Shinui. Mashman, the weekday first you rub, then you smear the oil. So on Shabbos, do the other way. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Sach u'mamashra tovasachas. The shinui is to do tovasachas. Put the oil and rub it together, that's called the shinui. Mashman, the weekday you do one or the other. First you put oil, then you rub yourself, or else you rub yourself first, then the oil. But doing it together, that's called the shinui, that's mutter. But this is only easy, light, lightly. Mashaykin Abulay Mithamlin, to do it with tough, real massages, that's awesome. Omer B'chiyah B'Rab, Omer B'yichnin, also lamid b'kakisa shel d'yumis. You're not allowed to stand in the floor of d'yumis. What's d'yumis, Rashi? D'yumis shein nohor, shemeim of maluchim. Because the water is very salty. Why? B'vnei shemamelis, if you stand there, the pressure of the water gives you a massage, or merapit, and it makes you soft. Rashi shemamelis, Hey, since the tit is also salty, it's mechanim you. So that's awesome. Om Rav Yudu Amarav, kol yameo shel diyumis. How long is this heat there that comes out of the yumis? It's only esrim v'yechad yom. It's only 21 days. The Yatzeris min Aminyan. His shuas is from the Minyan. Shrashi, call Yimei Refuasa. And when is this water so salty, it's merapi, it's refuam, it's only 21 days. And shuas is included. For the Gemara Boilihu, Atzeris lahaigisa lahaigisa. Is shuas the beginning or shuas is the end? Toshma, Diyomar Shmuel. Kulish Kaino, all the sick people, Medivcha, Viyad Atzarta, Malu. From Pesach until shuas, that's when it heals you. So Drashi Shkainam is Mashkin Refua. When you take all type of water, Mashkin, for Refua, it's good between Pesach and Shavuos. So Drashi Alma Atzeres B'Soif. And here also we're talking about salty water. So Mastama Shavuos is the end of the time. So you meant to say 21 days before Shavuos. Until Shavuos, that's when the water heals you. But in our name, Vilma Hossam Udekama Dekorer Alma Miley. The other water, the Pshat Kolzaman, it's cold outside, it's Merap for you. So we say, from Pesach until Shavuos, it's still cold outside. But Shaken, after Shavuos, it's hot already, that's why it doesn't heal you. Avol Hocha, but here, this water of the Yumsin, Mishum Havlu, Fakert, it makes you hot. So, Kivon, Dechomim Alma, Tvei Miley. Maybe Fakert, maybe this water is good even after Shavuos. Because the mile of the water is the salty water, and it warms you up. That's the way it heals you. So if I can't, after Shavuos, it's even more warmer. It's hotter outside. So maybe if I can't, Shavuos is the first day it's good, and 21 days after Shavuos, it's still good. So you have Mariah. Omer Rav Chelboy, Chamra de Parugaisa, wine that comes from Parugaisa, Omaya de Demusis, and this water of Demusis, this river that has salty water, is Kipchu Aseres HaShvotim Yisrael, killed out, chopped off the 10 Shvotim from Klai Yisrael. What does that mean? It's Rashi. Chamro de Progrisa, Shein Medina, name of a place, Sheyena Meshubach, Meshubach. It had very good wine there. There is the Oilam Azer, the Gashmis was too good here. Kipchu Aseres HaShvotim, Sheyobar Lehano, they enjoyed too much the world. The Asukim Bakach, they were icing and drinking this good wine. They didn't bother learning Torah. They went to drink the good wine better. For Yosel Tavis Ruah, may they went out to bad things, and that's how the Aseres HaShvotim got lost. And who had in this Yumis? Paisos is very good, good water. It's healthy water. So people went to take nice hot springs. They went to the hot springs too much. It's no good. So tomorrow, Rebbe Lozer ben Oruch, famous Meister, Lozer ben Oruch, Ikloy Lossen. He went to this place. Is it the Prarukte or else to the Yumis? Im Shech Basrayu, he also went Vosel Yerla Mazir. He also enjoyed too much the wine, too much the springs. Iyaki Tamudit, and Echnam, he forgot his learning. He heard that when he went back home to Tamich Chomet, to the Yeshiva, also come Lamikra Besifri. He went to read the Sefer Torah. He came to Balkaira then on Shabbos. A boy Lamikra, he was supposed to read. The Pasuk says, Hachidish Hazelochem Reish Chadoshim. Omer, instead he said, Hacheresh Hayalibam. He couldn't read anymore. Hacheresh Hayalibam, his heart became dumb, like deaf. There is, when you go bust too much tithes, too much gashmis, your heart becomes deaf listening to Hashem. You can't do the Torah with too much gashmis. Shrashi Yake Tamude, Neke Tamude, Beshachle, if you got his learning. Hacheresh Hayalibam. Hayagoyla Lomokim Torah, it's right. The Gemara of a boy Rabbanu Rachmilei, the Rabbanu was Mespalo for Rabbi Lozer ben Oruch for all the Talmudei, and he remembered his learning. Behind the Tnan, this is what the Mishnah Novice says: we have Neroi Yomer, heavy Gerdel Lamakim Torah. He should always live where Talmidei Chacham live. live with people that learn Torah. The Al Torah don't say, I'm going to go to a desert, to some place. Shitav Rechrechem. And even though there's no one to milcham there, the Torah will come after me. Why? Shechav Rechrechem yikaimu biyotchem. Because you know you need your chaverim to help you learning Torah. So if you move to a place where you have no chaverim learning Torah, it's no good. Don't rely on your own bina. It's not enough for you yourself. You need mokim Torah. Rashi have a good mokim Torah. Im talmichochem ato al teishev ele b'mokim talmichom chavrecha. Make sure you have talmichom for chaverim. V'yal Torah don't say, talmidim heim. They're my talmidim. Yovi alai, they'll come to me. V'deili b'kach, it's enough for me. Lo me'ay yagoyla. Like, why should I go? To them, I'll stay where I am, and if I want, my talmidim will come to me. Shechavrecha yekamu b'yotcha. Sheteirogel etzlam. You should be near your chaverim. Okay, Shetishna mesechta. Achaz, learn one mesechta. Ve'im acheret, they'll learn another mesechta. Tishmano v'teistur v'fichon. Like, you'll hear from them, and you'll be able to chazer it, and you'll be able to keep the learning. V'yatishtar techemenu, you won't lose it. So the kids, if you learn with chaverim, your chaver is learning this sugya, so he's going to learn it till chazer over with you, so you'll be learning your sugya, and you know his sugya also. That's the way you remember learning. I'm a big person. I have a good memory. Good memory. And I think that when I learn one mesechta, I won't forget it anymore. I'll start a new one, and I won't forget the other one. That's no. You need chaverim, that when they're learning it, they'll chazer it, and you remember it that way. But Tono, Loi Reb Neroi Yishmoy, that wasn't his name, El Reb Nechem Yishmoy, V'yomel Reb Loza Ben Oroch Shmoy, V'lo Manik Yishmoy Reb Neroi, Sheminayir Eni Chachom Be'alocha. He lit open eyes to Chachomim in Alocha. V'ayt Al-Loi Mizgarim, you can't scrape yourself on Shabbos with a scraper or a scratcher. Tono Rabbonim, and Gurin, you can't scrape yourself with Magreris Peshabis with a clean yuchat for scraping. You have Shimon Amiel in there, Imhoyu Raglam Luchlochas Petit. Let's say you have dirt on your feet, over soya, or else you have schmutz there, Gurur Kadaku. Then you're allowed to use a scraper to scrape it off. Vienna Choshish. It's not like Uvdu the Chol, that's like cleaning yourself. You're allowed to clean yourself on Shabbos. We have but the Easter is a Nuvdu the Chol. It's Rashi, Fiyodim Garabu. Maybe Rashi doesn't say. The Loch is brought down the time is it's an Uvdu the Chol. It looks like you're doing a weekday thing, that's what they're born asked you. And here's the Halacha. We have Shmuel by you, the Ovid Le'ime, Mergarta the Kaspar. Mashm his mother made him a special silver one, Sagrashi L'Shabbos. This is the Makor for the Halacha. A lot of times they say, if it is Mishm Uvdu the Chol, if you have it special for Shabbos, it's Mutter. Moshe will soon see about an Isha combing here on Shabbos. Maisa, they're not supposed to comb the hair on Shabbos, because it's Uvdu the Chol. If they want to do it, they have to use a soft brush and a special brush that's miyuchet for Shabbos. If a miyuchet something for Shabbos, that takes away the yisur of Uvdu the Chol. And this is the Makor of the Gemara. His mother made him a special scratcher for Shabbos, so special for Shabbos. Some people say also, if you want to play Scrabble on Shabbos, some want to say it's Uvdu the Chol. He's supposed to have a special Scrabble set just for Shabbos. Kids, if you have something special for Shabbos, that takes away the yisur of Uvdu the Chol. That's this Gemara. Right, and you're the Lukadima. You can't go into the river called Kadima. My time or what's much wrong? Mishum Pika. So Rashi learns Pika Titch Eloisa Nor Machli. It's like quicksand there. Or Big Day Oda Misharim Bamayim. And your begodim will start sinking into the water. Kishon Leifo, Vyosa De Schita. It'll have to be Schita. Or somehow it's quicksand, you'll stand, you'll drown there. Then it's this be right, and it's a Sakura Sakoshis. Just means there's soft wood, there's soft, the mud there that you fall and get dirty. You can't make a vomit, you can't vomit on Shabbos. It's only to taking medicine to make you throw up. That's what's also in Shabbos. I will be yad mutim. If you do it with your hands, then there's no issue with Shom Slika Samamonim. As the Yisra Rashi says, I will elo besam, the domal of a fool examine Shom Slika Samamonim. To make yourself vomit with medicine, it looks like you're taking medicine, that's also Mishum Rafua. I will be yad at Rashi Lachnis, yad if you're going to put your finger into your mouth, achiki mutim. Because there's no examine Shom Slika Samamonim, because you're not doing a mice Rafua. That you don't need any Rafua to do it, you don't need medicine to do it. Something that could be done without medicine is mutim. Right, so that's a shalom. We're not going to go into it now. The Hezbir. By the Tanya, we have Nechem Yoimer. You should know, you're not allowed to vomit even in the middle of weekday. Now, what's the purpose people want to make themselves vomit? The what is, they finish eating the supper. No, they want to eat more. So they vomit up to get the food out of the stomach and have more appetite to eat more. That's not much Hefsed Eichlin. You're ruining Eichlin. So the Chel also with Tosser. The Lo Yitzu Yidunim, Shem Rufua, then it's Mutter. Trashi, because I have to ask the Shiva Meyot, where Terechaku Rov, the Chayz of Yechol, that's off even in the weekday. Alright, stop here. Shim Gimel Chofei. Also, Isha Shetave B'Shavis Srak Alpaneh. An Isha can't put makeup on Shabbos. She can't put Srak like powder on her face. Mishum Surveya. Because she's being surveyor, she's coloring her face. Or Mitamze Asura Lichol B'Shavis. She can't even put eye makeup on Shabbos either. Or Mitamze Asura, the same reason is also, L'Toicha Alpaneh, to put on her face. That's a type of dough. When you take the dough off your face and make the face red, that's awesome. So the kids of the Mechab is saying you're not allowed to put makeup on your face because there's nisat sviya by an isha. They vow to derech for an isha to be tzaveya, to put makeup on as a derech sviya. Therefore, it's also to do it on Shabbos. Now, lemaisa, what now, the Shabbos also derives some of the rabbonin. Chur, they say it's only awesome of the rabbonin. And the svari is because it's not a, oh listen, there's not a dover ha-miskayim. That the powder you put on your face, the makeup, since it's not miskayim, that's not doima to tzviya. Tzviya derives to mean something, you're dyeing something, you're painting something, that's miskayim. If it's not miskayim, it's only yosem the rabbonim. Now Ramosha in the Tshuva writes, that the white powder they throw on the face, he holds that's mutter, because that's not miskayim klal klal. So really there are different dargis in makeup. If it's mamish just the powder you just throw on your face and mamish comes off in a few minutes, that's nothing. There's other type of powder that the mice the most makeup that does stay for a while. The chur, that's the mechabazin, I call part of masasim and the rabbonin. There's the more type of makeup, mamish has an oil base to it, or like lipstick, that's mamish also, with the rabbonin for sure. Some sheets hold it this city writes them. But I call upon him, about the material, they shouldn't put it on altogether. But there are some people that want to be makel, that they put on just the powder type of makeup that's not miskayim too long, it doesn't have an oil base to it. They said if you chop it up before Shabbos, as she puts it on kalachayad, about kalachayad as a drabonin. And since this makeup is not miskayim too long, you could be makel. The mice, it's better not to do it, so shal exactly what's called kalachayad. If you want to, you have to ask a rov. But Mikra Adin, the Mechava Pastor's Dov, I said, it's also to put on makeup because you're being surveyor, and it's a derech for Nisha to be surveyor face. It's called surveyor, at least with the Rabbonin. Vayta Chavov. Also, Lekleya Isha Sarah. She can't braid her hair on Shabbos, for Shabbos. Poloy Lahate Kliyosa. She can't untie her braids on Shabbos. Av Yechoda Lechalek Sarah. She could smooth out her hair. Hago. V'yesh Oshrim Lechalek Sarah. Some say you can't smooth out or separate the hair. Da'ino Lasos HaShetel. To make the Shetel. You can't use it with a kli like a comb to comb out the hair. You use your hands to close the smooth out the hair, that's mutter. But to use the comb is also what? Yeah, anything. He says a shaitliya. You can't use a comb on Shabbos, comb out the hair. Or a master type of a strong brush. After Shabbos the Chiddush. Even if you make it from soft hair, from a pig hair, because when used to brush out your hair, it's efshe, the hair doesn't come out. You'll scratch your hair with your hands, that's mutter. So the mechabes mash, when you use a brush, without the subsecretion, the hair has to come out. So you're not allowed to put out hair. Pull out hair. Even from a shape, you can't pull out the hair either. It's awesome. So the ma'aser, the eighth is, Mishmaru says, though, they have a special soft brush. If you use a soft brush, that's not a psik resh you pull out here. So since you're not mechavan to pull out the hair, to use a soft brush is mutter. But some want to say, I call upon him, and that's why they say, Lamaisi, you should do that. The Gemara says, you're supposed to have a special brush set aside just for Shabbos. The dog is only being used for Shabbos, that takes away the sore from Ubdu Dukhoyom. What about us pulling out the hair? You have to use a soft brush. By a soft brush, there's no gzera of there, but you're not mechafen to pull out the hair, and it's not a psik resha, that you could be making. But on a hard brush or on a comb, where it's gemat pulling your body and pull it out, and that's awesome. And of course, it depends what type of hair you have. I mean, if a person has very curly hair, that they know by them brushing it, it has to come out, so that will also be yasser. And you only have to risk, because it's not a psik resha. She knows that she could brush the hair, and it's possible the hair won't come out. That's when it's mutter. It's also us. It's also Flisha. Flisha, you're also pulling it. Alright. We'll see how it's going. Right, we want to Shin Vav now. Just start Shin Vav. Alright, let's stop here.
Yonah Kufnem Zainim Abayz. Again, the bottom Gemara. V'yeni Yatzvin Es HaKotin. Based on Shabbos, you can't, by a cotton, a kid that was just born, you can't put his bones back into place. V'yeni Yatzvin Es HaKotin. You can't put the bones back into place. Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Lefufe Yenuka B'Shabbos Shafidomi. Because this is the Gemara we had before, that you are allowed to, the kid is born on Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap him around with clothing to make sure the bones fit into place, to smooth out the bones. So here's the theory. There we learned, Lefufe Yenuka, you are allowed to smooth out and put the bones back into place. Rashi Lefufe, Kamoy Sha'isim Lekotin, Sheis Yashru Eivorub, Lo Yisakin. You wrap him around that the bones should be in the right place and shouldn't become crooked. And here our Mishnah says, V'ein Miyatzvin Es HaKotin. And the Gemara idea, the Gemara's Kasha, V'anan Tanan, Ein Miyatzvin. Here we learned you can't put the bones back into place. And the Gemara Hossam really means by us, V'chumre Shedru. Here in our Mishnah that says it also, we're talking about the backbone. You want to put those bones back into place. The Mechzei Kebayna. That's a more important thing, and that's more mechz like Yibinyin, like Yibayna. Rashi, B'chumre Shedru. Chulye Shel Shedru, the pieces of the backbone. Shanifrako came out of place. Achas mihen. Liachas man kemari. And we're talking about also, the kid was a few days old already. Dibiyem lady, because here today when he's born, Armina we learned before, Koloim of a pasha, Sechochel yeches koloisim lechayi b'shabbos. As b'shabbos, the kid is born, if the vertical is out of place, mashmat as sakonas tafoshes. So then it'll be mutter to do it the day he's born. But later on, it's not a sakona. So, midrabbonin, it's also because it's mechzei kebayinim. Putting those bones, the backbone, into place, that's mechzei kebayinim. Mashenkin, the other bones of the body, just to wrap them around in the cloth that it should look like the bones should come out straight, that's mutter. By the v'yein machzirin es hashever. If you have a broken bone, you're not allowed to put the bone back to place on Shabbos. Omer el chono v'gadatoa mashmuel. The water